I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
All right, welcome into Friday on Rush Hour Sports. That means Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler, all with you here for the hour. Sports Open Line coming up from 6 until 8. Fellas, what's up on a Friday? Looking forward to a great weekend. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. Just ready to burrow in. Watch some sports all weekend.
It's going to be a little chilly on Sunday, man.
It is. What, high of 45 on Sunday?
Yeah, not leaving the house. Just going to be watching football and
Yeah. There you go.
Make it nice and easy. That's how I'm going to keep warm, is just not go outside. Makes it simple.
Are we allowed to watch NFL football in St. Louis?
Not only are we allowed to, I think it's amazing. I know you're the joke you're making, Bern, is just constant, because you and I, I'm sure, Matt, you get the same thing. It's like nobody cares about football, except when you look at the TV ratings and see that St. Louis is one of the top rated markets for NFL games. Yeah.
We also
nobody cares about football, yet these people like whine every time it's mentioned. They obviously care, or they wouldn't whine.
Well, we also get, Bernie, the how can you talk about the Chiefs when the Chiefs are part of the reason that the Rams aren't in St. Louis anymore?
Yeah.
They had nothing to do with it.
No. It would have happened without them. It's one of those things that I joke about it, but I'm serious in what I'm saying. I hate the league. I cannot stand the league, but I love the sport. Yeah. I love the sport. The sport is phenomenal.
Well, you know, I've always said this, and I'll say it again. I've watched the NFL for my entire life. I mean, I was literally a five-year-old kid going to Baltimore Colts game with my extended family. We were original Colts season ticket holders. It's a very precious part of my life, and it was also a very precious part of my development as a sports writer, my experience as a sports writer. So I truly love watching NFL football. So Kroenke moved the team, and we know that the league is corrupt and all that. So what? So I'm going to let them win again? Because I'm like, oh, I'll never watch it. I'll never watch these games again. Why would I do that?
No, not going to deprive myself.
I always like to say to these people, and I don't know why they're too dense to understand it, the players didn't move the Rams.
Nope.
The coaches didn't move the Rams, right? They're doing their best to play football and give us entertainment.
Yeah.
Just, you know, at some point, you got to get the heck over it, man.
Yeah. And even anyway, if you don't want to watch, that's cool. Just don't scold anybody that's doing it. Just like if you don't want to watch, I'm not going to yell at you and say, you should watch. That's not the point. Just stop complaining.
Yeah. If you're angry at the NFL because the Rams left and you choose not to watch the NFL anymore,
good for
that
you.
That's valid. I'm not mad at you about that. Cool. Like, but that you do not represent the majority of people in St. Louis.
And no, you don't tell me what I'm going to watch or what I'm going to talk about. Yeah. The last time I looked, I do believe it's still the United States of America. So I will
freedom.
Believe it or not, I will control my own TV sets. Right?
Yeah.
It's an incredible concept. And by the way, one quick story. I didn't mean to like hijack
the
show.
No, it's all good, man.
When I was working at 101 ESPN, Bob Costas came on. The subject got into the Rams move, and Costas was defending St. Louis. He says, well, but I feel like I should point out, because people just never want to talk about this part, but, you know, we did take the Rams from Los Angeles.
Mm.
You know, he was just making the point, hey, the NFL is a cutthroat league and all is fair is love and war. I mean, you take a team, that team may be taken from you. So anyway, whatever.
All good. It's all good. We'll be watching on Sunday. You don't have to if you don't want to. I know this. More people are going to be, obviously, more people in town. Nobody complains about college football, at least not for that reason. Yeah. There are plenty of things people are frustrated about, but not about that. And I know one of the big things for me tomorrow, there are a bunch of really good games. We'll get to some of them. But, I mean, this is as big a game as Mizzou's going to have this year. I don't know if it's so much. I'm not even talking playoffs or anything like that. It's just, here's the number three team in the country coming into your house. And you've lost a couple games recently. Here's a chance to get some get back. And what would it do to raise your profile beating an unbeaten number three team?
And it's time, because Mizzou hasn't beaten a top five team. They won two. They beat Kansas in that classic game in 2007. They were ranked second. Then they beat number three Oklahoma at Faurot Field in 2010. Since then, they've lost 12 games in a row against top five teams. And that includes 11 straight against top five teams in the SEC since they moved to the SEC. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're long overdue to win one of these games. Now, I don't understand the people that just obsess over, well, their record against ranked teams is really lousy. Well, you know, that's true of a lot of programs, and it's true of a lot of coaches. The people that the Mizzou fans that rip Drinkwitz for, you know, having a mediocre record against ranked teams, right? Which he does. It's actually worse than mediocre. But what they won't talk about, and when I remind them that the great Dan Devine, who is a saint, a Mizzou saint, he was 3-7, 3-17. Pardon me, against top 10 teams, 3-17.
Yeah.
And when I tell them that, like an email or text message, crickets on the other end. And so people, the selective persecution is hysterical. The hypocrisy is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, even Gary Pinkel had a big losing record against ranked teams, and he's probably the most successful coach they had.
Well, it's hard to beat good teams.
Yeah. Especially when you're not the big dog.
Right.
You know, Mizzou's not been that. I mean, they had that run in 2007 where they were near that for a bit, but they've just not had that team.
Take a look, and I documented all this. Take a look at Jimmy Johnson's record and Les Miles' record at Oklahoma State against ranked teams.
Yeah.
Based on the logic of these imbeciles, these guys would have never been worthy of any higher job.
And Les Miles might have been at his best at Oklahoma, even better than LSU.
Yeah,
you might have gotten Les Miles' best work in Stillwater.
You know, so, you know, and so based on that logic, the Miami Hurricanes. Kevin Wheeler's Miami Hurricanes made a horrendous mistake to hire Jimmy Johnson.
I got no problems with Jimmy, man. He did his job.
Man.
Yeah, he did his job. And, you know, at that time, so when he got to that point where they did have the ability to get that kind of talent, they didn't have any problem. They played anyone, anywhere, anytime. They're playing Notre Dame every year. There was no conference game with Florida State. You just played Florida State non-conference every year, and they won in bowl games. So, yeah, that's a pretty good example.
And Jimmy also left when he went to the Dallas Cowboys, and I covered him there for a while. He left a lot of talent for Dennis Erickson.
He did. That's how Dennis
won another national championship.
Yeah, it's funny because Dennis Erickson was kind of to the Miami Hurricanes what Barry Switzer was to the Dallas Cowboys. He came in and won with Jimmy's guys, and then it was over.
I was drinking beer one night with Jimmy when we were both in Dallas, and I was saying like, well, you know, you must be proud that, you know, Miami won another championship or whatever it was after you came to Dallas. And he said, well, he's drinking his Heineken. Well, he's like, well, you know, no disrespect, but all those championships were my championships.
That's totally Jimmy.
I know. I loved him.
And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
He nailed it.
You know, on this Mizzou game this weekend, I had Jerry Palm on Sports Open Line a couple days ago. And I asked him, is there a scenario where Missouri goes 3-1 down the stretch and they beat either a really good Texas A&M team at home or Oklahoma on the road, where, you know, they go 1-1 in those games, win the other two? Is there a path to the college football playoff if they do that?
Yeah.
And he, as quickly as he could, said no.
Yeah.
It will not happen.
No.
You're not going to go 1-3 against ranked teams
and get
into the college football playoff.
Unless your name's Notre Dame.
Right.
And then you can do it.
But for Missouri's only opportunity to be a college football playoff team would be run the table now and win these next four.
All right. Let's dig
a little. The final four are all elimination games.
Yep. Yeah, you're right, including this. So let's dig a little deeper on this matchup today. We'll do that coming up next. Obviously, it's number 3 Texas A&M coming into Faurot Field. Number 22 Missouri is the host. We'll break that down in a little more detail. We got some baseball for you coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. It's Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
All right, back in Rush Hour Sports on a Friday. Bernie Miglis, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here. A little more on Mizzou, Texas A&M right now. If anybody missed it, and for our listeners that might have missed it, some news a little while ago. It may have broken earlier. I saw it about an hour ago that Norfleet is out for this game this weekend. So that's a bit of a loss for Mizzou, one of their better receivers, 5 touchdowns on the year. And I think just a really talented, you know, kind of, what would you say, safety net type guy at 6'7", just one of those guys that you can kind of rely on when you're in a tight spot. That's a tough loss at this point. We know that Zollers is the quarterback. A&M's a 6.5-point favorite. And I'm a little worried about it. I'm not worried about a big blowout or anything like that. I think A&M's going to win. I wouldn't touch this game on the point spread because, one, I'm worried about a possibility of that game getting away. But, two, to your point from earlier, Bernie, on DGS, I don't know that I want to worry about take chances on points with Zollers because I think he's very gifted, and I don't know that I want to take the risk because if he's really good and he looks like no big deal, well, then this game could be a great game, but if he struggles a little bit, it could get away.
Yeah, I'm you know, all due respect to people that, you know, are kind of nervous about him, and I get it to a point. I really don't understand it though, because I'm not going to throw all the numbers out there. I got a million of them. Bo Prabula, in terms of a downfield passing attack, was not good. They had no downfield passing attack. He also in SEC play, he started lobbing interceptions all the time, balls that should have been intercepted all the time. He made some bad judgment. But the thing of it is, they could not airstrike teams downfield, not at all. So this idea that somehow, well, you know, Zollers is a true freshman. Okay, he is. But how much experience did Bo Prabula have when he came to Mizzou? Not much.
No.
So what this kid is going to start for Mizzou tomorrow. First of all, he had plenty of poise at Vanderbilt, which is a hell of a team. Well, he's home tomorrow. And they've had 2 weeks to kind of, you know, settle him in and everything out. He's got an arm. He can go 25, 30 yards downfield. He can throw strikes. So I actually think they're better off at quarterback now. Not that I want a Bo Prabula to get hurt.
No, I get what you mean. Yeah.
But in terms of capability, they are much more capable now in terms of their downfield passing attack, which has been a negative all season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust Zollers a lot more on long passes. I would trust Prabula more on – he was very accurate on some of the
yeah,
shorter
Yeah, see,
passes.
I might have, but he did most of that against bad competition. He didn't He didn't do that against Auburn. He didn't do that against Alabama. He didn't do it against Vandy.
And, you know, I think maybe we should have paid more attention at the beginning of the season because we all just assumed that Prabula was the guy and it really wasn't going to be a competition in camp. And then we're coming up on the first game of the season and Drink is still saying it's a competition and might play both guys in the first game. Maybe, just maybe, Bo Prabula was not as impressive in the preseason leading up to the season as we thought he was going to be.
Yeah, and his numbers really started to fade, even on the short stuff, once they got into SEC games. In fact, to me, that's the biggest question about tomorrow's game. It isn't necessarily the quarterback position, although they can't put the kid in third and longs. The Mizzou offense has crashed since they started playing SEC games.
Yep, can't run it.
And I've got a million numbers to back that up. It's actually shocking how far they've fallen, and the passing game in particular. The passing games in their 4 SEC games, they ranked 14th and 15th in all these different categories, and that was Prabula primarily, obviously. So, but I do wonder if they can rev this offense up again, because if they're not able to run the ball with authority tomorrow, it will put Zollers in a disadvantageous position.
Yeah.
And it'll put more pressure on him. And, oh, by the way, you know, Texas A&M really gets after the quarterback well.
Mm-hmm. They're one of the better pass defenses, which is what worries me.
And Mizzou's offensive line's shaky. Mizzou in the SEC, in the SEC, Mizzou's offensive line is ranked 11th in pass protection by Sports Info Solutions.
Yeah. See, again, I simultaneously like their chances better with Zollers than with Prabula, and also worry about this. It's more about A&M and that offensive line matchup than it is the quarterback to me. I want to see what Zollers can do. To me, if you can't threaten the deep part of the field, it's really hard to win football games against good teams because they just pack everything up, and I'm convinced that's why they couldn't run the last 3 weeks. Last three games, I should say.
Yeah, and I'll throw in one more thing, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to hog this conversation, but I did a lot of work on this game in advance. I'll tell you another thing that's related to what we're talking about. When are they going to start throwing the damn football to that true freshman wide receiver, Donovan Olumide?
Olumide is awesome. He wasn't even on the field late in the game against Vandy. That was ridiculous.
I hate to even say this, but do they really want the kid to leave through the transfer portal? You know, because I'm thinking someone that immensely talented, he probably would like to play for a team that, you know, throws him the ball. Yeah. So here, let me be numbers nerd. According to Sports Info Solutions, among Mizzou receivers and tight ends that have been targeted for at least 10 passes, he's number one in all the metrics. He's number one in yards per route, number one in success rate, number one in big play rate, number two in yards per target. He's got great hands. When you throw him a ball that's on target, he's got about a 95% catch rate that's second only to Kevin Coleman Jr. So my question is, why isn't he in there, and why aren't you throwing him the football? He may be your most talented receiver.
Agreed.
Have we ever... Well, I've been back in town for a few years. This year, with this offense, there's been more of these like common sense related questions. You know, when they went away from the run game early, you know, before we realized that it was completely tanking. Like, what are they doing? Why are they not giving the ball? And now this situation, it's just I'm not even going to say the play calling, but just almost the system, the way they're trying to do things, philosophy. It does not seem to fit the personnel the way you would think it would, if I'm making any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I think the freshman receiver, they can start to make use of him more because they're now going to have a quarterback that can really spin it and rip it downfield.
Yep.
So anyway, I think tomorrow a key battleground, and I'll just be really quick on this, the Mizzou pass rush, as we all know, is excellent.
Yep.
In fact, they've got the best pressure rate by any power conference team in the country. But guess who the number two pass protection team is in the country?
Yeah, it's Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and you got to keep Reed in the pocket because he gets out, you're in trouble.
That's at battleground. So I'm looking forward to that. And I mentioned this earlier. I don't know if I mentioned on the air or not. You know where Texas A&M is incredibly dangerous and lethal? Play action passes. Just great numbers. Marcel Reed, first down especially. Play action passes. They're burning defenses all season long because he fakes the handoff, the safeties rush up, and then he goes over their head for a big one. And Mizzou tends to do that. So that's another thing that gives me concern.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That's Bernie Miklas. Matt Pauly's here. Kevin Wheeler with you on Rush Hour Sports. We're going to shift and talk a little Cardinals offseason coming up after the news on KMOX.
Rush Hour Sports continues on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Rush Hour Sports on a Friday. Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Shifting a little bit away from college football and getting into some baseball. Obviously, the offseason is here, fellas. We had the qualifying offers go out. We've had a few options declined. Some interesting players out there that might not have otherwise been. The other day, Bernie, Matt and I talked about some of the guys, and more to set the expectation level than to predict or advocate for, but just talked about some of the kinds of guys that are going to make sense for the Cardinals, because Chaim Bloom has been very clear. He said it at his opening day press conference. He said it this Sunday with Tom Ackerman on Sports on a Sunday Morning. They've been pretty clear in saying we're going to be seeking some pitching.
Yeah. He's been very transparent on that. And I just, from what I can gather, you know, I think, you know, it's pretty obvious that they want to have kind of guys that can help them for a year, maybe two, where you give a guy a one-year contract, maybe an option for a second year. They're not going to splurge and go all expensive or anything. They're going to look at what's out there in terms of one-year deals, and the timing is pretty good because of anxiety over what's going to happen in 2027. You know, teams probably aren't going to be throwing a lot of big multi-year contracts around because, like, they don't know what the compensation system will be after the labor war is over. So I think there's kind of probably going to be more one-year contracts out there for pitchers than ever. That's why Jack Flaherty opted in to stay, and the same with Shane Bieber, you know, because it's like, okay, I'm going to take my money now because I don't know what's coming in 2027. So, but I also think one thing that Bloom's looking at for sure is they're willing to pay a pretty good price in a trade in terms of prospects. If they can get a young, cost-controlled starting pitcher with talent, a guy like Edward Cabrera, Miami. Now, a lot of teams will be going over after Cabrera. He's got three more years left before he becomes a free agent.
Big stuff.
But I bring him up to say that's the prototype of what we're talking about.
Correct.
Yeah, and I'm going to be really interested to watch the push and pull, because teams are going to be really wanting to give one-year deals out, and players are going to really be wanting some security beyond this year because of not knowing what's going to look like. And what that could end up creating is just an offseason that just simply does not move. And if it doesn't move, then that means there's going to be a lot of guys still available as spring training is going to – it could be one of those years again. We've certainly seen that happen before. I do think, you know, the Cardinals are going to have to field a team, and they're going to have guys that can help them win games this upcoming season. There's going to be people who can do that. If there's an opportunity, to Bernie's point, if there's an opportunity to bring somebody in – who can be a part of the future and be part of when this team is competing at a high level again, you do that. The one thing you can't do, you cannot give a multiple-year contract to somebody who you don't believe is going to be part of this thing moving forward. Yeah. And there's no reason to believe that they would do that.
Yeah, I'd say that the multi-year option, like Bernie outlined, that's probably more likely a trade candidate than it is a free agent. And I think that the top-tier free agents are going to get paid. If you're one of the best at what you are, you're going to get paid. I think the middle tier is going to take a bigger hit than usual, and maybe that's where you can find a bargain late. You know, I mean, like, I think the time to shop outside of trade, the time to shop might be like late January, early February, like not long before spring training, kind of like the Maton signing. There are going to be dudes out there that don't have deals, and they're going to get less than they expected.
And let's make another thing perfectly clear, too. The Cardinals are not going to sign any kind of contract, a pitcher that's already received a qualifying offer.
Yeah,
they're not going to be giving up a draft pick. So as we sit here tonight, Zach Gallen, he's off the Cardinals market. Yep. He got a qualifying offer. Imanaga got a qualifying offer. Michael King, Brandon Woodruff. And then a couple guys are out of their price range anyway, Valdez and Cease. So one thing I'm going to ask you guys, though, I have a pretty good hunch. The Cardinals will be looking at a couple, three guys that have not bounced back from either Tommy John or maybe some surgery. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, man, shoulder surgery. But they have some analytics, the Cardinals, that show they think those guys will their arms will bounce back, and they might gamble on a guy like Dustin May, a guy like Tyler Molly, a guy. There's a couple other ones like that, Lucas Giolito, perhaps. Now their numbers were awful, like really ugly. I'm not saying they're great pitchers. The whole thing is if you believe in your analytics, people, or you believe that a guy like Pierpont, their pitching coordinator, can find a way to make a pitcher better and get him back on track. I think they're really inclined to take a chance on guys like that.
This would be the time to take that chance too, especially if you work out a contract where there's an opportunity for you to get out of it if it's not going well. But if you can bring one of those guys into the organization, it's not an apples to apples, but this is the organization that paid Chris Carpenter not to pitch for a year.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get somebody in the organization that you feel like is going to get back to something that's pretty special, you deal with whatever it looks like in the near term.
Yeah. Bernie, sign me up for Dustin May, man. Matt and I talked about that maybe Tuesday or something. Like, that's a guy, he's 28. He can reach the mid to upper 90s. And this year, like, he missed all of 2024 and he missed most of 22 and 23. So he's healthy now, but this year is a terrible barometer of what he is from a talent standpoint. That's a guy that's a great gamble because, hey, look, if it doesn't work, it's a short term loss, no big deal. And if it does, you could win big.
I was looking a little bit at his numbers, and his velocity was really good at various parts of the season.
Yeah.
But it just collapsed in August and September.
Yep.
And the other thing he did is that it's really interesting because at a time where he looked like he had better stuff, he was getting victimized. He had like a 360 batting average on balls of play against him.
Yep.
So it kind of blew it kind of distorted everything. But he's the perfect example of a guy you might take a look at. You know, or you think about, and I tell you about Tyler Molly, who I've always liked him. When he got back with Texas last year, this past season, he pitched really well. You know why? He's got a really good splitter. Someone introduced a new pitch, said you got to lay off the curveball. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. You have a splitter. Use it. And he did. And see, I think Bloom and his people are going to be looking for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where they say, if we ever got this guy, we would get him to throw the splitter. Or whatever pitch.
Yeah.
And it can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was 6-4 with a 2.18 ERA this year in the games that he did pitch, 1.13 whip, and he's 31. So, you know, that would be a nice guy to give an audition to give a shot to on a 1 or 2 year deal, 1 year with an option, whatever short term commitment makes sense for the player and for the team. All right, a little more baseball coming up next. Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here, and then Sports Open Line after the 6 o'clock news on KMOX. Mm-hmm. got a few minutes left here on Rush Hour Sports. Matt Pauly's got you with Sports Open Line after the news. What do we got, Matt? You want to give us a little tease?
Matthew DeFranks is going to be on to talk St. Louis Blues hockey today. They had a good win yesterday. It was good to see at least one night of positivity from the team. We'll hear a little bit from Alec Burleson as well. He did a Zoom call with the media today talking about his Silver Slugger Award. So we'll play back some of that audio.
Let's do a quick thing on Burley, you guys. I know Matt and I, we touched briefly on him yesterday when the Silver Slugger announcement came out during the show. Bernie, you did a piece on him today, and just a tease, because I think we can just encourage people to go watch it. But what you said rings true for me, too. I feel like I've also kind of underplayed Burleson and underestimated what he is, and he's performed well. Is he kind of like a Cardinals Josh Naylor? Like he doesn't have the same attitude. He doesn't have the same attitude. But I'm just saying, like, the same kind of hitter, same style of hitter.
Listen, I admit that him winning the Silver Slugger, which I thought was a good possibility, but I admit it just caused me to go back and really look at his season and his trajectory, and it occurred to me that, hey, you know, I haven't really given him enough credit for the way he has gotten better in so many areas, including defense and also the ability to hit left-handed pitching. And he's really one of the top left-handed hitters in baseball now. And I came to the conclusion I've really underrated him.
Yeah, I did too.
And I think I need to stop that. Now, I don't want to overrate him, but I don't think I've given him the respect that he deserves, quite frankly. And like the part of this that maybe people didn't realize, because I didn't realize it, you know, because Burleson took the challenge from Ollie Marmol to get better defensively. So you can play him in left field, you can play him first place, you can play him in right field. All those positions combined, like, he was minus four outs above average, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things when you're having a guy who can hit. But the other thing, by playing him all over the field, he only had 77 plate appearances as a DH. So that opened up the DH job for Herrera. It opened it up for Gorman, who, by the way, Gorman had phenomenal numbers as a DH. And it opened it up for Contreras. Those three guys combined were able to get about 530 or so plate appearances as a DH. So, and their DH spot improved 20-25% from last year because of that. So Burley's ability to play respectable defense actually made them more dangerous and more capable at the DH position, because he wasn't really needed there.
He talked about it today too. He mentioned the fact, somebody asked him, what was the difference as you breaking through this year? And he said just his ability and acceptance of taking strikes and sometimes striking out.
Yeah.
You don't have to swing at everything. And if you are more selective in the pitches that you actually swing at, yeah, it's going to cost you a few strikeouts. You're going to strike out more, but you're going to hit a lot more because of it. I know there's some people who don't want to hear that him striking out more actually led to him being a better hitter.
But not that much more.
No.
He only struck out like 1.5% more often.
That 1.5% on the other side of it gave you a lot more production.
Well, here, you know, people may not like these things, but here's what he's done in the last few years as he's progressively gone more. He's hitting more balls in the air. He's pulling it just a little bit more, and he's hitting breaking balls better. Mm-hmm. You do those things, and you see the improvement. And he's a guy that has definitely either increased tremendously trade value or increased his value to you as a bat you can count on moving forward for multiple positions.
Real quick, and after the All-Star break last season, this past season, he was 40% above the league average against left-handed pitching.
Yep.
I mean, when you have a left-handed hitter who can do that,
pretty great.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty great. Great way to close this one out for the week. You guys have a great weekend. Bernie, Matt, we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Actually, you're in Monday, Matt?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to both of you guys on Monday. Matt's got Sports Open Line for you next right here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.